Radio in motion program loading in 3, 2, 1. Program activated.
Attention everyone, the unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake.
Okay, first things first, what is your name?
This is Big Sonny, playing the best of the 90s and beyond.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Radio in motion.
Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
All right, here we go.
Radio in motion.
All right, welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to have another installment of The Ugly Truth, although The Ugly Truth is, I think, the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie that's going to be coming out in July. It's starting to give me hope, so we're going to get stuck into that tonight. If you haven't seen it, definitely check out the trailer. It's the second trailer that's dropped for Deadpool and Wolverine. Obviously, they have a huge following in the comics, where, you know, and Deadpool is a great character because his character gets to break the fourth wall all the time and you know, bring the audience in, you know, by talking to them, and it's like you're in on a little secret, and that's always fun. So the Deadpool movies in general always have that going for it. This is the second trailer. Funny enough, I found that it was dropped originally on Ryan Reynolds' YouTube channel, and then Marvel, or maybe it was at the same time, but either way, Ryan Reynolds' YouTube channel is getting a lot more hits, which is interesting, because I think people know if it wasn't for Ryan Reynolds originally taking this project and really making it as true to the character and for the fans, you know, I think they really respect him for that. Now, the first trailer was a bit funny because Ryan Reynolds, or Deadpool, pegs himself as the Marvel Jesus, because He thinks he's going to be the savior of Marvel. And that is because, essentially, there's going to be a bit of multiverse action. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I don't know how you feel about that. The multiverse is always, it's one of those things where it could fix things or it could make them worse. And you know, it's interesting. It's also been, it's almost 10 years since the second Deadpool movie. And, you know, the first one really, I think it was a pretty well-balanced movie. It knew when to have its serious moments and knew when to poke fun at itself and definitely poke fun at the Marvel movies. And, of course, they're rated R. And, look, I'll be honest, that does give you a little bit more leeway to go in hard with. And it's not just swearing. It's not just F-bombs. But, frankly, you know, the rating system in general is an interesting vice grip on movies. And I'm not saying it has to be anything explicit, but look, let's face it, if we're going to do Deadpool, that there's going to be a lot of killing and a lot of blood, and it just has to be rated R. So, again, the first movie, I think it was really well balanced and really funny. The sequel, look, it just leaned into all the laughs a bit more, and, you know, Ryan Reynolds was definitely let off the leash, and he certainly leans into that character. But you know what? That's okay. That's what he does best. That's why he's great as this character who is the larrikin and the jokester in the Marvel Universe. He's perfect for that. Saying that's rated R, so talking a bit about the trailer that dropped now, it's funny. So this is at the end, and definitely, you know, check it out. They sort of poke fun at the fact that, you know, Disney, obviously, amongst taking over the entire world, and including, you know, Star Wars and Lucasfilm and Marvel, and now they own the rights to 20th Century Fox. I don't know if you realize, folks, but that's a big chunk of a movie catalog. And I'm not going to get too stuck into that, but it goes without saying, a lot of people aren't thrilled with what Disney's done to Star Wars and the Lucasfilm franchise, frankly. So they do poke fun at that a bit. And at the end, it has Deadpool saying, so his roommate, I forget her name, she's the older lady, and she's hilarious. She says, basically, do you want to do some cocaine? And he's all, you can't say that. He says, that's the one thing that Feige, says is off limits. That's Kevin Feige. He's been the architect of the Marvel Universe for quite a while now. Certainly, you know, he was pivotal in the first 10 years at bringing together the Infinity War saga with Endgame and Thanos and all the original Marvel heroes and Avengers, which, again, was hugely popular. So, look, if you're if you're a full Marvel nerd, you already know who Feige is. But if you don't, that's a bit of background. But he says, no, that's the one thing that's off limits. You can't talk about cocaine. And she goes, well, can we use euphemisms? No, not even those. Like snowboarding? No, not that one. Disco dust? No. Even force bump? No. Do you want to build a snowman? Especially not. So, right there, you can see that, you know, obviously they're still allowing him to go a bit off the rails there, and certainly lean into the rated R, because those are some funny jokes. I don't think you're going to see them talk about snowboarding and disco dust in any of the other sort of family-orientated Marvel movies. So here's the one thing, though. So, you know, some people are full-on comic book nerds, and some people are full-on movie nerds, and then there's sort of the passive general audience. I think when you do a movie release at the cinema and you're trying to go for general audiences, which is what they try to do, and again, I think sometimes that's their downfall, you should know your audience and go for it, and just don't worry about it. Just go for your audience and make them happy. The money will come in. When you try to please everyone, sometimes you please no one. But in this case, they're really trying to tie it in to the Disney Plus Marvel TV shows. And I'm going to be honest, they aren't hugely popular, and the majority of the audience, except for a really niche audience, has not seen them. So when you tie in a plot line to an event from a streaming TV show that not a lot of people are watching, that's already a problem. So again, I'm not even that into it to watching any of the Disney Plus shows, and I haven't seen any of these. If you have, you'll be fine, you'll be happy. But essentially, there's this thing in the Marvel universe called the Time Variance Authority. They're like multi-universe cops, all right? You get it? There's multi-universes, there's 50 different Earths, and there's a version of you on each one doing a different thing in a different timeline. I'm sure anyone who's a movie fan, whether it's not just Marvel, you've seen many versions of this idea of the multiverse. So they're called the TVA. They're like the multiverse cops. Anyway, there are scenes in the first trailer in this one where he's obviously interacting with them. And there's further evidence of that in this one. They're stuck in a place that's called the Void. And in this place, in the in-between, you know, called maybe Purgatory, the in-between worlds, essentially within the Void, there are, people, things, objects, and they're all there basically because, they have been removed from one of the universes and essentially thrown away for whatever reason. Maybe it was for the safety of that world or whatever. And essentially it's there to be forgotten and then ultimately probably removed, destroyed, vaporized. So essentially, again, it's going to take place, having to do with the Time Variance Authority, and then they're stuck in the Void. And again, these aren't spoilers. This isn't the trailer. And a lot of this we're just inferring, as you do when you watch a trailer. By the way, if you want to watch all the Easter eggs, I'm only going to talk about a few. There's videos where they found like 50 Easter eggs, and, you know, someone picks it apart with a fine-tooth comb. But obviously, there's going to be elements where they're in this Void. And again, if you're a fan of the comics, I'm going to be honest, I think this actually is a pretty cool villain. So the villain in this movie is Cassandra Nova, and that's the evil twin of Charles Xavier. That's pretty cool. Essentially, she has all the powers of Charles Xavier, but some of them even more enhanced, and she's evil and mad. So that's always a good combo. So look, as you know, obviously Hugh Jackman is returning to the role of Wolverine. And I think that's, again, when I saw the first trailer, I was like, is it just going to be, he won't be a cameo, will he? Is it just like, is he going to be woven throughout the plot of the movie? I think based on this one, he certainly is. It is about Deadpool and Wolverine probably going to try and save, Deadpool's. Yeah, universe. Again, if you've been watching those movies, he's already alluded to that in the last one where he wants to change his future, and that's sort of where the last one left off. So obviously, he is going to seek out Wolverine here. But the thing about Wolverine, I think Hugh Jackman had a great role in Logan, and if you haven't seen that, you should if you're a fan of Wolverine, because that's the way to send off a character with respect. Logan was a great final act for Wolverine. And I guess you always worry, Are they just coming back for the money? Yeah, sure, maybe. Just coming back because they've got nothing else. I do think with Hugh Jackman, I think he is synonymous now with Wolverine. I can't picture anyone else. I literally can't in this lifetime. Look, it was just like Harrison Ford with Indiana Jones or Han Solo. Can't picture anyone else as Wolverine. So I think Hugh Jackman has also leaned into that, and he's fine with that. So I'm saying, yeah, you come back for the money. Who doesn't? But I think he really embraces that character, and he really enjoys it. And that's cool. You want to see that. So again, it's not going to be a gimmick. He really is in it, and it is awesome. Again, the thing with the multiverse, I'll be honest, sometimes it sounds like it's like a gimmick or lazy writing. In other movies, it probably is. But in Deadpool, I suppose the difference is that Deadpool, the movies are about being tongue-in-cheek. And so everything can be, you know, let off the hook, off the rails. And they can play with the multiverse, make fun of it, and not take it so seriously. And that, you know what, I think is a little bit better when it's taken too seriously and people just don't buy into it. Also, though, it does make, if you want to get serious, the multiverse, the problem with that is, especially if characters are killed or whatever, it's kind of a cheat. It makes it sad. It's like there's no consequences, you know, ultimately. You know, maybe if a big character does die and everyone else has to deal with it, that's something that you can relate to as a human in real life. But if there's a multiverse and everyone's just alive somewhere else, again, it kind of cheapens the sentiment there. But anyway, it's Deadpool. I'm sure it'll be fun. And as all the fans are going crazy and creaming in their furries about, is that Wolverine obviously seems to be the classic Wolverine comic, wearing the uniform of yellow and blue, and that's pretty cool. They've been crying out for that for a long time. So the yellow and blue suit, and it looks like a lot of yellow and blue themes in general throughout the trailer. So that's pretty cool. And so again, we're inferring a lot of these things, and you watch the trailer, you can as well. But obviously, it is more than likely not going to be the same Wolverine. Maybe it is. I have no idea. But it seems like, again, if it's all about the multiverse, he's possibly sought out and found another version of Wolverine, still Wolverine, because in this one, it's interesting, they show him in a bar. I tell you, in all the movies, he can never just drink in peace. That's kind of a running joke. Anyway, he's trying to get a drink, and the bartender says, "You're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere, pal. Get out of here." And essentially what that's alluding to is that this particular version of Wolverine in this universe apparently let down his whole world. And that's pretty serious. So I don't know what he did that was so bad. Maybe he just put himself in exile, or maybe he didn't fight when he could have. And so he let his whole world down. So he is a pariah on his entire world. That's pretty bad. So this is the Wolverine that that Deadpool finds. Another interesting thing is you see them, and it's a great scene. They're jumping through a time portal. Obviously, again, this is not a spoiler. This is exactly what, you know, will entail the multiverse and either jumping back into his universe to try to save it. But again, I am a bit of a Marvel nerd, and if you are, you'll get this. They're jumping through a portal, which is an exact representation of what is called a sling ring. And that's something, you know, that's what Doctor Strange uses, and all the others who use that to essentially create a portal into another place, and also possibly in another universe. And it's definitely one of those. Now, of course, the thing is, and this is why people do these deep dives into the trailer, the place that they're at, the void, is full of a lot of stuff that has been cast out from other worlds. So it's possible they have found the sling ring, and they've used it, or it is maybe possible that someone on the other end is using it. Maybe someone like Doctor Strange or something is bringing them through. Again, all interesting plot points, and not just cheesy or lazy writing. I think it's interesting that they're going to get into the meat of some of this, and I like that. And going back to the void, so that is definitely where Cassandra Nova, the evil Charles Xavier twin, is living. And specifically, interestingly enough, is living in the giant helmet of Ant-Man. Again, possibly a variation of Ant-Man in another universe, and other Ant-Man parts. So Ant-Man, if you don't know Ant-Man, you got to get nerdy here. Ant-Man, the suit has the power to shrink to absolute molecular microscopic sizes, as well as to be gigantic, ginormous, as big as a building. So that's the technology. And this particular suit must have been in full-size mode. And it's showing her that she's actually living in this giant helmet. So again, these are all cues that this is possibly the void, and there's relics from other universe and possibly characters who went there and died or were banned or whatever. So again, that's an interesting sort of tidbit and Easter egg. Looks like we'll Deadpool might actually get some cool new gear and weapons, which again is pretty cool. Again, I think he deserves that after the third movie. Usually a hero that's done three movies, especially something like a Deadpool, should definitely get all the latest tech to show off. There's a great scene where he's trying to take Wolverine back, and obviously Wolverine wants no part of it. He tells him to F off several times, but he points the gun to his head, and it still has, so on the gun barrel, it says, smile and wait for the flash. That's a hilarious Deadpool thing. But later on, you see that Deadpool's got two golden versions of those guns. So again, maybe he'll get all geared up, and that's cool. And again, the thing is with Deadpool, with the character, and even with Ryan Reynolds leading right into it, and you know, the character himself though is more of the, still more of a side character. He's the larrikin who is usually joined with another larger sort of Marvel character. And again, I'll be honest. He's not a Tony Stark. He's not a Captain America. I'm just being honest. As much as, again, Ryan Reynolds, separately, as the actor, I think he is absolutely the coolest Deadpool. I can't picture anyone else either. But as a character to carry, you know, his own movie, I don't know if it's something that could continue as a main character. Because I suppose, again, something like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. portrayal of Tony Stark and Iron Man and Captain America, they were the center, and that's okay to say that. They were the ones that brought everyone else around them and rallied them, and it's as a leader. And again, when you have a character like that and someone plays it well, you can see the charisma and why. Again, you're thinking, oh, well, it's just crazy fantasy. But come on, art imitates life and vice versa. So in order to have a connection, when you watch any movie, you always find a way to put it in reality or with yourself. That's the whole point of every story told around a campfire, folks, and since the beginning of time, movies are just another reflection of that. So yes, even in the fake Marvel comic universe, there still has to be something that you can ground it in reality. And that reality is a leading character should have that charisma that you can believe that character is going to carry this whole movie. Again, whether it's a Spider-Man character or a Tony Stark, something like that. So again, all in all, I'm pretty hopeful. It looks pretty cool. I think the two of them together in a rated R movie has been their dream. Everyone's been waiting for a team-up since their last team-up, which shall not be spoken of. All the superfans know what that is. It was not a good pairing, and Ryan Reynolds has long since reset that, thankfully. And now, finally, I wanted to say this as well. So Hugh Jackman, again, because he really has an affinity for the character, And I like that. He's not been someone who's wanted to step back from it and distance himself from it. He's done many other projects, many other movies. He's on Broadway. The man sings and dances. But Wolverine is obviously in his blood. And he has mentioned this a couple times in interviews. He said, you know, there's the one thing I'd love to do as the coup de grace, as his final thing. He says, Wolverine at some point is going to have to match up with the Hulk. Now, I'm just saying, and that wasn't alluded in the trailer. But if this is really Hugh Jackman's final go-around, Logan was maybe the final chapter for that universe. Hey, it's the multiverse, so why not embrace it? So in that universe, that Logan is dead. But in this one, maybe he gets his chance, and maybe Hugh Jackman could really get his chance to fight the Hulk. And let's be honest, that would be awesome. All right, this is what happens when an unstoppable object meets an immovable object. That is literally both of them. And that'd be cool. So, like I say, definitely check out the trailer. I'm pretty hopeful that it's set up to not take itself too seriously. And having both these characters, and if there's a little bit of fan service, I'm not going to be one of those that says, oh, they're just doing the fan service. And you know what? The past 10 years of Marvel has been a bit of a stinker. And I'm happy to have a movie that just leans into fan service. Why not? So I'll take it. So bring it on is what I say. So, yeah, let me know what you think, and definitely check out the trailer. I think it's looking hopeful, and it's looking good. So, yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine, July. Definitely hope to check that out. All right, more great songs coming up tonight on our 80s Nights on Radiant Motion. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.